the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Never o'clock. We're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Michael and Junior Mark Davila, and I am going to start a movement. I don't know if you're on board or not. Probably not, because you
can
never
you wait
fucking
till
are.
The show.
What?
Can you wait for the show to have a movement? I mean, you can start it, I guess, if you want, but
not.
Sure, it's your underpants.
Not that kind of movement. Okay.
I'm gonna start my movement. Okay. So you know, I like to get a head start before I head home.
Well, I'm polite. Okay. I'm gonna let everyone know. No surprises. No. I am sick of...
You are all...
Shut up.
Oh, I do what you do all the time.
Yeah, but I do it good. All right?
I was being sincere.
I am sick and tired of people trying to take away the word pussy from us. That's all I hear about these days. You can't say, dude, don't be a fucking pussy. Because it's discriminatory against women.
It has nothing to do with women.
Exactly. It fucking doesn't. We're taking pussy back. Fuck you. It has nothing to do with women. It's you're being... they see it as you're referring to someone as being womanly. And therefore, you're being derogatory towards women. But that's not
true. Oh, boo-hoo.
That's not even true. If I call you a fucking pussy, I'm not saying you're womanlike. I'm saying you're a wimp. You're cowardly. As in... pussycat, scaredy cat. That's the vein it's in. But they want to have it the way they want to have it. They're trying to take pussy away from us. And
what
fuck
about
you.
What about cats? Don't they get any respect?
Nope. Like, you're not taking pussy away from me. You're pried out of my cold, dead hands. Fuck off.
Well, you're probably right.
Of course I'm right. You know, they're like, oh, you can't... You know, but
you know what this
the
stuff...
thing is, whatever they say is right. If you disagree with a feminist, if you're a man, you're a misogynist,
but
you're
that,
a sexist.
That
if you're
world...
a woman, you're just ignorant, you're uninformed.
Lucky
They're
for
always
you,
right.
Lucky for you, that world only exists online. It doesn't exist in real life.
Wait, pussy?
Like, no one's complaining about anything you say really in real life.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't talk to anyone in real life, but...
Exactly. And if you're doing it in the private privacy of your own home.
True,
no one's
true.
Excuse me. Like, no one's like, hello, it's the...
We're the pussy police.
Yeah. I heard you used... you called your friend a pussy.
No. I was saying... I was going to say police. Police. But then he stopped me in the middle of it, and I was like, see?
That's the... You know, the problem comes in when you try doing things online.
Well, it's online, and then you hear shit in the media. You know. But, I mean, you are right, though. That's all you... You know...
That's what the internet's for, being outraged. We're outraged about this and that, and none of it matters.
Nothing fucking matters. What, I'm not going to have to go to work in the morning because somebody called me a pussy?
Yeah, no. That's right.
Like, we're all doing our normal shit. Nothing fucking matters. So get over it.
All right, I'm over it.
Yeah. Still, don't fucking tell me I can't say what I can't say.
Well, you know what? The other thing they do on the internet is this attention policing they do. Where if something comes up and everyone's talking about it, other people have to point out that there's way more important things that we should be talking about. That we have no right to be... Like back, what was it, 2-3 months ago, they had that that dress thing.
Oh, the different color shit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, you know...
You know, there's wars going on in Africa, okay?
Yeah. There's wars
genocide.
All around the world. Like, what's your point? Are we supposed to be talking about war all the time? What am I going to do? I cannot stop a war. I can't.
Nor would I want to. I don't give a fuck. Am I in this war? Is it war against me? Because then I'd like to stop that. But there's shit going on the other side of the fucking planet.
Yeah, they just reenacted the draft and they're on the D's already. So you're up.
I'm too old for that shit.
Nope,
they don't want me.
They don't care how young or old you are. Like those members, they always show the picture of those China those little kid armies. In Africa?
And now, yeah, America, we have old men armies. They're so out of it. They don't know who they're shooting. What? No one wants that.
An army of World War II veterans here.
I know. You know, those old people are always driving their cars through storefronts and shit. Just have them driving tanks all over the place like madmen.
You know what's odd? I mean, it shows how old we are. Pretty soon, World War II people will be gone. Like, there's no more World War I people left. And so in World War II, there's like, you know, probably a few hundred left. That's
yeah.
It.
Yeah. Very true.
I don't know how many. I mean, there's thousands. Who the hell knows? I don't. You know, you have to be, what, like mid-80s to have been in World War II, probably?
I guess. I
mean, my grandfather was, and he was 80. But he was 86 like 10 years ago. Shit.
My grandfather wasn't. But a grandfather who is dead, like a long time ago, died. He was in it. My uncle was in Nam. I actually two uncles, now that I think about it. Because another one was just telling me about what he was up to.
Yeah, so I think now you'd have to be like 90 to have been in World War II.
Yeah, so I think all the Nam era guys are mostly in their 60s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if you figure 45, or when the war started, it was 40, what, 41? How many years ago was that?
2 years ago.
That's like almost 80 years, right?
Am I doing math, dude? Because I'm not.
Yeah, it'll be 80 years, you know, so it's like 75 years. And you can only be in the 18s, the youngest you can be, so 75 plus 18, that's pretty old.
Yeah. There's like three dudes left.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. All right, okay. That's done.
That's weird, because
that's why it's history.
I said my grandfather was 86, but he died when he's 86. He wouldn't still be 86 this day.
Well, maybe.
And that was like 5 years ago.
You know what? It's kind of a school of thought. Maybe you do stop aging when you're dead. Like, what, am I celebrating my millionth birthday? No, I fucking died a million years ago, man.
I think about that when you hear people died like in 1976.
Or they say, Elvis today celebrates his 112th birth. No, he fucking didn't, all right?
That old.
Well, you know what
30s.
I mean.
It's
a fucking example.
Like, when I think about when people die, like, 1976, like, everything that was, if you could somehow get everything that was in their brain, like they don't know of anything after that. It's kind of weird. It's
well,
not weird.
Yeah,
at all.
They weren't weird. It makes sense.
But it's
they weren't there.
But if you brought them back, like, it just, like, it still said 1976 to them.
Well, you brought them back. They time traveled. Like, if somehow we had the technology to reanimate a corpse and we could just kind of, we see the pathways of the brain, you know, how they were, and just kind of, you know, bring everything back. As far as he's concerned, he's a time traveler. I was in 1976, and now I'm wherever I am.
I read an
article
about how these people in China or Japan, one or the other.
Wait. Chaipan.
They had a little girl who died of cancer, and they immediately sent her over to the U.S. to get frozen, because we're like the only country that can do it, apparently. Like,
we're the only ones stupid enough.
It's illegal in like every other country.
Why is it illegal? It doesn't even fucking do anything.
So, but I was thinking, like, you wake up, they say that by some miracle of miracles, they do manage to reanimate you.
I mean, I'm hoping one day they figure this shit out. And, you know.
Which I didn't think of it, but I read some article before, and I said it before, where they said, what are the chances that anyone even cares about reanimating you at that point? Like, who gives a shit? Like, oh, we're contractually obligated because you signed a paper 200 years ago?
Well, if the business is still going, a contract is a contract.
You know, the thing is, who's going to even fight it? Their family, the family that cares about them is long
gone.
It
doesn't. Someone's always going to fight something. There's lawyers who take up causes. It has nothing to do with them. Like I said, if it's a fucking contract and you signed it and the business is still going, the corporation's still there, they will do it. I mean, if shit falls apart and, you know, then no one's around, there's no government,
and then
what difference does it make?
And half the people couldn't afford a whole body. They just have their heads.
Yeah, well, they're banking on cloning. Like, you're going to take the cells and clone me a new body, then just reattach me.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to work out.
I mean, that's some pretty high technology. I mean, I hope. Be fucking sweet.
Yeah, well.
I'd love that shit. Remember that movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger where they download your brain?
I love that, the sixth day.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
In a world where the XFL still exists. Because the XFL, there's no NFL, just the XFL.
Well, listen, it took over.
Well, it didn't, though. They were wrong.
Hell, I watched XFL games. They were good.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Didn't like one dude make the transition to
the
NFL?
Yeah, he hate me, something.
Yeah,
Rod Smart was his real name. He made it to the NFL for like 2 minutes.
Still, you know, he was good. Good for you, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
Now he hates himself.
There's another guy who just retired the other day who was like 30 years old. Like, I don't know.
Makes you feel like shit, huh?
And you wonder why these guys fall apart after, because they must get so sad, because like, you're on top of the world, you're the best, and like, a year later, you just suck and you can't play anymore.
Yep.
Or 2 years, whatever it is. You know,
I know. Nobody wants you.
It doesn't take long to be at the bottom. Like, you can't play. You're just embarrassing yourself. Retire, man.
You know that thing you dedicated your life to? You've been training forever? Well, that's done.
Yep, now you have... Next. Now, I don't know what you're doing. I hope you saved your money, because you don't have much talent beyond that.
I mean, the lucky ones can...
Get on TV.
Yeah, some kind of announcing shit. But
unless
I mean,
you're Warren Sapp and you get fired. I'm playing his clip tomorrow. They released his clips from inside his... Because he got arrested for beating up prostitutes.
That's illegal now.
Mm-hmm. And,
fucking prudes.
They had his,
Wait. What if he paid extra for that? What then? Because that's part of the service, then.
Well, that's illegal, man.
I mean, yeah, but prostitution's illegal, too.
That's exactly. He was arrested for that and beating him up.
Oh, man. Well, what if I paid them extra? Like, listen, we're gonna fuck, but after, I'm gonna beat you up.
And, man, these public companies, like, they do not take their time in firing your ass.
Drop them like a bad habit.
Yeah, like, yeah. Well, we don't need him. Like, how important was he if you can get rid of him that quick?
Well, no one's that important. Everyone can get be fucking rid of.
Not necessarily.
Who?
You. I would bet if Tom Brady got into some trouble, they'd be like, well...
Well, he's not playing anymore, though.
Teammate Tom Brady?
No, Sapp. I'm saying that's a difference.
Well, if someone's really good on TV...
TV is kind of different. Sports, you're bringing in so many fucking millions. If you're a good player, I don't care what the fuck you do, we will back you up. Now, if you're kind of a shitty player or, like, you know, on the border there, sorry. Oh, we take this very seriously. I'm sorry.
Yeah, in our careers, we're in the...
That's how it is.
We're in the bottom half.
Yeah, if you're really good... They make excuses. They cover shit up. If you're, you know, if you're mediocre to bad, you're like, I'm sorry, man. My hands are tied. I don't know.
Because I recently left my job, and in your head, you think, like, no, please, please stay. What will it take to keep you here? In reality...
Are you fucking delusional?
Okay, yeah. Well, you know, we never want to stop someone from, you know...
Trying to better yourself, so,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
all right.
Good. All right, well...
All right, go fuck yourself.
Are you going to leave today, you know, or are you just going to... Or we have to pay you for a couple more weeks? And I don't know. You know, they always, like, put your 2 weeks in.
But they really don't want you to. They really don't, man.
I don't know why they would want you to. Because do they think you're going to really, like, work hard? And, like, that maybe the first, like, week and a half. But those last couple of days, like, do you even give a shit about anything? Like, any problems? Like, it's like, wow, whatever.
Why
am I getting frustrated about it?
Listen, some people have something called work ethic.
Wow.
And...
That's crazy.
They work... I that's how I am. I my first day, my last day. I do my job. That's
how I am.
What does
that get you, man? What does that get you?
Gets me nothing. But you know what? I have fucking pride in myself.
And what does that get you?
I like doing a good job.
What does that get you?
This is for me. What does anything get me? Immortal life. That's what it gets me. I live forever.
Well,
I'm immortal now.
I'm proud of my abilities to cut corners.
You live on a circle. That's how many corners you've cut. It's a circle now.
No, I wasn't, like, doing nothing or anything. I was just, like, I kept questioning why I cared. I'm like, I'm checking this thing to make sure it's right. I'm like, but why do I care?
Huh?
Why does anybody care?
Well, no one fucking cares. We all care enough just so we don't get in trouble for shit.
But, you know, it's weird that, like, the motivator is money, and that's but you just care about something that has nothing to do with you.
Well, yeah, we care because we're getting paid. Exactly. Nothing has anything to do with us, but if we're going to be compensated for it...
Doesn't seem like enough. I still think...
Enough. What else are they going to give us?
$96 an hour.
I mean, that'd be nice. Ooh, Obama is... I saw this... I read this article the other day. Obama's trying to put something through that's going to kind of get rid of the management trap. We've discussed it many times. How they, you know, your salary now, here's your wages, but meanwhile you're working like 60 hours a week, and now you're working for free pretty much.
But how are you going to get around that? Because that's what you're accepting, that it's a job where you're on call or whatever. That's what a lot of it is.
Well, he is going to change what it is considered to be manager and how you calculate overtime. You got to read the article. But he's going to, because how it works now is, I think, like, if you make... like $24,000 and you're considered a manager, then you don't have to get paid overtime. But he's going to bump that. He wants to bump that up to, like, over $50,000.
I thought, like, it was, like, $16 or $17 an hour was the minimum for non-exempt people.
Not according to this article.
Or exempt people. Or it's a non-exempt. I always forget which one it is.
I don't know. But, like, according to this article, they talked about somebody making, like, it was, like 23-something.
Exempt are people who are on salary. Non-exempt are regular chums who get paid for their overtime.
Yeah, he wants to change that because a lot of people are getting screwed. So, yeah, well, help people out. That'd be nice. So not that I'm a fucking manager. So
now, yeah, now you're a big Obama fan, huh? Now he wants to pay you.
Big Obama fan. I don't care either way. Yeah. I'm not an anything fan. I'm not into politics.
Unfortunately, we have to put up with the presidential shit already.
Oh, yeah, I know.
It's like, come on.
We'll be hearing it for the next forever.
2 years. Well, a year and a half.
Yeah.
And the election's a year and a half from now. And it's like, I really don't care, but people are like already staying there. But if Hillary gets in, I'm leaving. The people saying they're going to leave the country. No one's ever left the country because of who was elected.
And if you want to leave the country, good. Help us out. All you fuck ups, get out of the country.
Yeah, good luck getting a working visa in another country because you didn't like the president.
I know. Where are you? I mean, go to Canada, I guess. No one wants to go to Mexico. But you can't
work. It's hard to get a working visa. To get a working visa, you have to be pretty valuable.
You have to be skilled.
They don't want to, like, why can't a Canadian do this? Well, because he doesn't like the president down there, so we thought we'd hire him.
That's what's bullshit. We accept fucking everyone. You want to come here and get a job? Be my guest. You want to go to Canada and get a job? They're like, whoa. We don't want you coming here taking a job from a Canadian.
Same thing with, like, English TV shows. You don't see any Americans over there, but...
They don't let you.
Watch any of our shows, they're all...
I know.
You hear them in interviews, they're all British or Australian.
We got to be more stringent with our shit, man.
Half the cast of Walking Dead isn't even American.
But if you try and change anything, all of a sudden we're fucking racist. Like, no, we're just doing what everyone else is doing. They're protecting their own ass. They're keeping shit for themselves. They're keeping their own resources. Us, we fucking throw them all away. Hey, who wants some?
Ugh. Hire me as the actors.
I wanted to be in Walking Dead. They told me, no, you're not a Brit, are you? I'm like, no.
Well, you could have played a zombie.
What, and get fucking stabbed in the fucking head?
Well, you might be able to eat Carl's leg or something.
No, man. I wanted a primo spot.
Man, that show, when it's gone, I do not even miss it.
I know, I don't even think about it.
Like, there's some shows, I'm like, oh, I can't wait until it comes back.
I'm like,
it's on for, like, half the year almost, because, like, they have that break, but then...
I had to really stretch it out.
Oh, man, do they ever.
And who gives a fuck when it's on or when it's off? I mean, we all watch it. Just because we've been watching it.
And the new one's coming out in a few months, too.
Yeah, but I'm not invested in it. I don't know who it... People talk about how it's good, but I don't know.
I think... When I hear someone say it's really good, they're like, best show? I'm like, you must be a moron. Because there's way more shows that are written better and it's have better plots. I don't... It's not as fun. You know what was good fun zombie stuff? It's like... What are the ones where they're in the mall?
Oh, yeah. I want
that Evil Dead, or is that something else?
No, that's not Evil Dead. Evil Dead's with that Bruce Campbell.
But what was that one? Dawn of the Dead?
Dawn of the Dead, maybe? One of those.
Whatever it is, I liked it. It was fun. They're in the mall.
Yeah.
But I guess because it's 2 hours. If you had to sustain that for, you know, 70 hours, whatever it's been. Right.
Ooh, you know what's another good zombie flick? Shaun of the Dead.
Isn't that a comedy?
Yeah, it's like a British one, or English, whatever the fuck it is.
Got Nick Frost in it.
Yeah, it's good.
I didn't really like it. I don't like... It's comedy, you know?
No, but I like it. It's fun.
But you hate comedies.
Yeah, I like good ones.
I was watching my brother watch Louis the other day.
You would not even look at the screen. You stare at him.
I'm like, man, listen to him rip-roaring laughing. Nothing. Not even a... No laughs at all. The whole shit. Yeah, I didn't even laugh once.
Watching comedies and not laughing.
It was like watching my sister when she was a little kid watching Nickelodeon or Disney Channel sitcoms. I'm like... She looks miserable watching this shit.
I hear the laugh track going, though.
Well, yeah.
I hear that. That's fucking cracking up. But a real person? Nope. Nothing. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Everyone just pretends shit is funny.
Well, I don't think... People keep cracking up about that Kimmy Schmidt show. It was the greatest show ever. We must be in the... Well, you didn't even watch it, but...
Dude, I told you, I seen the fucking preview, and I thought, holy shit, man, they put fucking anything on.
Could it be that there's something wrong with us? Because If the overwhelming majority says it's good, could we be wrong?
I don't know. Whatever the chick with her scar on her face is a genius, so whatever she fucking writes is a brilliant comedy automatically.
I mean, people are going on how it's like Tina the best Faye, thing they've whatever. Seen in years. It was so good. I don't know. The best thing I've seen in years is Sopranos and Deadwood, stuff like that. Not some dumbass comedy on Netflix.
Well, you know, I'm sexist because I don't think Tina Fey's funny. So.
Listen, I don't think Louis's funny. He needs a dude. Is that sexist?
Yeah. No, of course it's not. If you have an opinion about a man, you just have an opinion. If you're a man and you have an opinion about a woman, you're sexist.
Well,
if
I think
it's negative.
The way it should work, if all your negative opinions are about women, or because they are women, then you're sexist.
No, but that's the thing. They'll just say it's because she's a woman. You just don't think she's funny because she's a woman. Like, no, I don't think it's fucking
but
funny. They just won't believe
you. But you can't tell the difference if someone is all that's all a women.
No,
it's all like you talk. You know?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I understand what you're saying, but the thing is, they will not believe you if you just say, like, no, I mean, I like Sarah Silverman, she's funny, but Tina Fey is not fucking funny. Ellen? Not fucking funny. She's dancing in a man's suit. That sounds funny, but when you actually watch it, it's not.
Well, I think the thing is that that's how that works stuff for it. It's the, I have a black friend, excuse me. You always have to have a thing.
Exactly. So you're always sexist. If you have a negative opinion about a woman, you're sexist, no matter what.
So you have to explain, well, actually, I find this girl funny and this one.
Yeah, but that's why it doesn't fucking matter. But I love how it doesn't go both ways.
Well, dude,
women can have any opinion about a fucking man.
Whatever. You know what? You sound like an asshole, though, when you say that.
I know, but it's the fucking truth.
When you're... Because the white male thing, you know, if you're a white male... Like you can
everyone gets to say whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
First of all, I'm not even white. Okay.
It's true. So you're some sort of racist.
I'm Puerto Rican.
That's white. How's that not white?
Hey, you know what? Go to Puerto Rico and tell everyone there they're white, and you look at everyone around and say, "Do they all look white to you?"
But the thing is, if you're from Spain, you're white, right?
No, you're a Spaniard.
But wouldn't a Spanish person be considered white?
They're
not Hispanic.
The thing is, hold on. They changed the census, so there's two categories now. You check Hispanic, and then you check white. I have to check both.
Why
did there's
you check
two
both?
Separate because there's two separate things. It's not in the same category. It's not like are you white, Hispanic, blah blah blah. No, it's are you Hispanic? Yeah, I am. Next question: white or black or other? You pick white. I don't know why they changed this, but they did.
Because of Major League Baseball, because it looks like there's a bunch of black guys, and then you find out that none of them are black. They're all from...
Like Dominican Republic.
Dominican Republic and all that.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Like, it's weird, but Hispanic isn't just its own thing.
It's like...
They changed it.
You always hear guys like, there's no, you know, there's black people don't play baseball anymore. Like, what do you mean there's six black... Those aren't black guys. They're from Dominican Republic. Like, damn it!
No, that's not true, though, because... Does black mean African American? Because you got guys from fucking Jamaica. Are they black?
I think they mean African American. Is what they're
then
saying.
They gotta fucking say African American. Don't say black.
Maybe that's what they say. I don't know. But no, African Americans don't play baseball.
What about Willie Mays Hayes?
Because no one from the city plays baseball because there's no fields. Where are they gonna play baseball?
Well, we had a baseball field in our playground. We'd play sometimes.
I don't know. I mean, just some
and
sports.
I'm black,
some
so.
Sports. I don't know. It's just weird. No one seems to care that there's no black people in hockey, though. It's like, whatever.
There's like one dude, right?
There's a few, but people are just like, whatever.
They just
some crazy Canadians do what they want.
They just kind of take it as like, black people don't play hockey. I don't fucking know.
Who cares? It's an expensive sport to get into. You need like $1,000 to start out to get all the equipment.
Equipment, and then you gotta like, I don't
and
know
the
how.
Play
you...
is expensive because you have to rent all that ice time out.
Yeah.
And you need someone to fucking take you to the thing every morning.
Take me to the fucking practice, to the rink,
which
and
is
shit.
Like at 6 a.m. because that's the best time to get iced. You know, it's the cheapest time to get ice time.
Yeah, my parents. Even if I could had the skill to skate, which is impossible for me, for the likes of me, like, my parents aren't fucking taking me, like, every goddamn morning.
Yeah, my parents would never let me play football. They were just too late. Like, nope, we're busy. Like, my mom now has a retroactive excuse that they camped a lot, so I wouldn't have time. I'm like, you're full of shit. I could have stayed at grandma's house, and they could have took me, but nope.
Why is your mom such a liar now?
I don't know. And it would, I would like to think it was because they cared about my safety, but it was probably because either one...
Laziness and money.
Or, yeah, and money.
It's a combination of both.
Yeah.
Isn't it... You know, it's weird that they have... They're doing this double think, and your childhood to you and your childhood to them, they might as well be happening to two entirely different people.
It's true.
Because they have such a different version of it. My parents, too, man. Oh my, you know, it's like not even fucking close. Whatever they think happened, like I don't know what, I don't know where you were.
Well, but
you
they say me. People's memories are pretty much just like, you shouldn't believe what anyone remembers.
I don't believe any, you know that. I don't believe fucking anything. Everyone's a goddamn liar. If they're not outright lying, they're just delusional and they just make shit up. Well, yeah, like your unintentionally.
Your brain, you know, changes things.
I know that.
You base things off of like home videos or pictures you've seen, and then you like, yeah, I remember that. Like, no, you don't. You remember the video, and now your brain tricked you into thinking you actually remember the actual activity. It's crazy.
Yeah, then I go ahead and I start doing some work on the video to make some crazy shit happen. You don't remember that?
The world's gonna be a different place when we have that chip in our brain that actually records everything, like in Black Mirror on Netflix.
Yeah, I didn't see it. I saw the first episode.
You gotta see that one. It's good. Because if you do that...
Dude, I fucking want it, man.
Listen, I'm telling you, I did not say that. All right, let's play it back. Yep, you did. That's what Mark and I do with our conversations on the show.
And the thing is, I've said it before, it's going to revolutionize education. Because
we're just need to be educated.
Yeah! We're going to have all the fucking... We're going to have the internet on our fucking heads.
See, smart people aren't going to like this because...
They're not.
They can't lord things over people anymore. Like, I'm smarter than you.
Do you know how much fucking schooling I have? I have my goddamn doctorate. I'm like, oh yeah? I know fucking everything on the planet. So go fuck yourself.
I can access the World Wide Web.
Yeah, asshole. I know everything.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to know who the president of Zimbabwe was like 80 years ago? I'll fucking tell you right now. I fucking know it all. Know it all? Oh, that's going to be awesome. I don't know what people are going to do.
I don't know.
Society's totally going to change. It's going to be awesome.
Speaking of that, do you think you could handle if I transported you instantly back to 1984 in your the way you
and
are
I'm
now?
Pregnant?
No.
That'd be weird.
In your present self, do you think you could handle it? Like, no cell phone?
Yeah. I'd fucking... So I don't have the internet on my finger. There is no internet. What are you going to fucking do?
I think it'd be harder than you think.
I'd get used to it. I mean... It'd be weird because I'd have to go to porn theaters because porn wasn't readily available back then. So that would be a little hard to cope with, but I'd
TV
manage.
like why is this TV all blurry?
You'd get used to it after a while. At first, like, oh my god, it looks like shit. But you know what though? I wouldn't be watching much TV. I've seen everything. Everything's a rerun.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, but I've seen it all before, so I really wouldn't care.
But how much do you think you could remember so that you can make some money?
Oh, man.
Probably not, right? Like, if you have nothing with you?
You would be able to make some money because you probably know some sports shit. You could do a little gambling.
Mm-hmm.
Me?
Which I wouldn't even, like... I mean, are they...
You know the Super Bowl,
are these
probably.
People who are forcing me back in time? Are they giving me some startup cash? Or am I just like...
You get a fucking job, man.
Are they giving me a fake ID so I can get a job? Or
you don't even need it back then.
Well, apparently, in big, he just got a... He just made up his social security numbers.
No ID, nothing. Made up social security numbers, random numbers.
You're two numbers short. 4-8?
No, I think he said 12. 12. It's like, that was my locker combination. Yeah, it's fucking 80s, man. We get a job somewhere, a little bit of cash, and start gambling.
See, the 80s there still was computers, though.
Barely.
If you go back to like 1964, that's totally different.
You know, unfortunately, though, I have no usable knowledge that's going to help me make any money. I'm fucking useless. I would not be able
to
do
shit. You
need
my help.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to do anything. Like, what can I do?
You could know to buy stocks and something, like IBM.
Oh, yeah, that's Apple. When did Apple start?
80s.
Yeah. I suppose.
But like IBM was like in the late 60s, I think, or 70s.
Yeah, I guess. So I have to get a job at, you know... Ooh... You know what? all those jobs that were still there, like those high-paying jobs before they disappeared, I'd know where they all are. I'm working at, like, the Ford plant and shit like that, making good money.
Oh, yeah, you
I know it's going to be gone soon, but I'm here a while. It's lasting.
You can make, like, $50,000 a year.
I know. All those high-paying jobs back then.
Yeah, it's all good.
All dried up today.
I know.
Exactly. I guess I'd do all right. Then I'm going to buy some Apple stock and IBM and, murder Adam Sandler. All right.
Would you get depressed that you're not going to be able to live through all the technology, though? Because if you're your age in 1984, that means that, like, now you'd be, like, 60-some years old.
Well, I'd still be a fucking alone when I'm going to die when I'm 62.
You could.
Probably not.
Food wasn't as good for you back then.
Unlike today. Unlike these health nut cheeseburgers I eat.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, HotShotWizKids.com, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Tell a friend. What?